From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. We have a great show. Great show for you today. You all may remember Martha Raddatz from back when she was NPR's Pentagon reporter. Well, let me be frank. She didn't cut the mustard hereabouts. So she scurried off to ABC News to cover the Iraq War and eventually to become their chief White House correspondent. All I can say, I just hope the prestige, fame, and vast amounts of money she gets on TV make up for the fact that she no longer gets that annual jar of cranberry relish from Susan Stamberg. We're going to get to ask her about that because she'll be playing Not My Job later on. But first, it is your turn. Give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Freundorfer from Topeka, Kansas.
Hey, how are things in Topeka, Elizabeth?
They are wonderful. We're having beautiful spring weather right now.
Now, what do you do there?
I actually work for the bookmobile at the public library.
Oh, that's exciting. So you're driving around with books, handing out books to people.
Exactly.
While books are still used.
Exactly.
That's great.
A little while longer.
Welcome to the show, Elizabeth. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to the deputy managing editor of the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Secondly, say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe magazine and the author of the new book, Moving the Chains, Tom Brady and the Pursuit of Everything, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Elizabeth. Do you have a little bell and a little music that plays on top of your bookmobile? Because it really works for the ice cream people.
We don't. The books draw them all on their own.
Well, I think you need a little bell and perhaps a singing bunny.
And lastly, say hello to comedian Paul Provenza.
Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hello, Paul. I'm good.
I think bookmobile is a great idea. So if people, if there's books overdue, you can just chase them down. You can just follow them around everywhere. Just drive up behind them wherever they are. I think it should catch on.
Don't tell them. We actually do that sometimes.
Hey, I'm seeing a new hit show for Fox right
Absolutely.
Now.
I know,
librarians!
The bunch chase scenes would be awesome.
Right, bunch of people running through their backyards in like underwear with no shirts carrying a volume of War and Peace.
There's a slow speed chase down the center of Topeka, Kansas today.
Oh. So, Elizabeth, you're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle right now is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Here is your first quote.
I acknowledge that mistakes were made here.
Who decided to deal with a scandal at his Justice Department by invoking the spirit of Richard Nixon?
It sounds like the president, but I'm not sure.
Well, actually, the president did use that phrase later on, but this was the person who used it first, person with more direct responsibility.
Dick Cheney.
No. Like I said, the guy in charge at the Justice Department.
I just can't do it. I'm too nervous. Sorry.
He's not listening. Hey, you can say his name.
Actually, we don't know that. I was about to say. Yeah. Don't be too sure
Hello?
About that.
Is this on? Hello?
Hello? Hello? His taking responsibility for this crisis was speedy.
Oh.
You're going to give me all the clues in the world, and I'm just not going to get
You're having a mental block. How about Alberto Gonzalez? The Attorney General?
That works.
Yeah, it does. Okay.
You're right, Peter.
You're up with that?
Elizabeth has signed off on that one. That's
okay. So Congress calls up the Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez. They say, so why did the Justice Department suddenly fire 8 United States attorneys, some of whom had either been prosecuting Republicans or pointedly not prosecuting Democrats? And Gonzalez says, well, it had nothing to do with the White House political operation. And he says that he himself never knew about it. You know, he was too busy with his other responsibilities, like polishing the bust of the president he keeps in his office. So then these emails and other documents come out this week, the latest of which, according to ABC News, shows that the idea originated with Karl Rove, who consulted with one Alberto Gonzalez.
You know, I heard a great reference to that mistakes were made thing.
Yes.
Calling that tense the past exonerative.
All right, Elizabeth. Your next quote is a series of statements made in three different countries on a whirlwind trip to South America.
Uruguay's got fantastic meats. And we had a wonderful, wonderful time eating beef.
And, well, it goes on.
I appreciate the fact that you're about to buy me lunch. I'm kind of hungry. Looking forward to eating some of that good Brazilian food.
And
I'm not going to talk too long because I might get too hungry.
So, who seemed to travel through South and Central America on his stomach?
Well, that would definitely be our president.
It definitely would be, yeah.
My goodness, Peter, banalities were spoken in South America.
It's true. Europe hates us. Asia is laughing at us as it sells us cheap shoes. In the Middle East, well, let's not go there. So why not a quick visit to our good friends south of the border who only slightly despise us? Mr. Bush's tour was marked first by widespread protests, of course, and also, as you heard, this very strange preoccupation with food. He talked about eating with every head of state he met with. He also got to practice his fluent Spanish. He asked the president of Guatemala, quote, ¿Qué vamos a comer? Means, of course, what are we going to eat? He also, apparently, as some sort of demonstration of some agricultural subsidy, he helped, you know, he did that sort of photo op thing, he helped unloading, notice the food connection, lettuce from a truck, or he loaded it onto a truck. And he said it was the finest moment of his presidency.
I think it would have been great if, as he loaded the lettuce onto a truck, he was arrested for doing the work of an illegal.
I'm sure. All right, Elizabeth, if you get this last one right, you will, in fact, win our prize. So let's go for it. Here is your last quote.
8:49 p.m. Aretha Franklin arrives on stage having just eaten Jerry Wexler. 9:05 p.m. For the 50th year in a row, Keith Richards makes a joke about his own disbelief at still being alive.
That was from a live blog, namely a moment-by-moment play-by-play at idolater.com. Of this year's big induction ceremony, where?
The Music Hall of Fame.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Very good, of course, yes. Every year, the Hall of Fame does two difficult things. It determines what musical acts, 25 years after their first record, are judged to be so influential and important that they belong in the Hall. And second, they try to find enough elderly musicians who are sober and alive enough to attend the ceremony. For example, this year's inductees included the rap pioneer Grandmaster Flash, who performed a brand new track called Baby Got Hip Replacement. Carl, how did Elizabeth do on our quiz?
She had two correct answers, Peter, so Elizabeth, you win our prize.
Very well done.
Seek it out. Even white boys got the shout. Baby got back.